Welcome to the Little Podcast. We're here to entertain, form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Hugh and I exist, which is good enough.
I'm in the middle of stress. Like, for once, many kind people have asked about the fires. They're not quite near me. They're not super far away, but in general, I've been fine. I've had some intermittent power and that's about it. So if I vanish, technically speaking, I'm under a wind advisory, and at any moment they might turn off power for half a day. So if I vanish, yeah. It could be that. Or it could be part B, which is very clearly something has gone wrong with the cooler in my computer. I believe it's actually the paste has gone bad. Probably the cooler loosened itself while I was moving. And now when it's at about idle, it's running at 80 degrees.
Not great.
Not great. Not near the danger zone, at least, so I can run stuff just fine. I have new thermal material showing up tomorrow, and I will hopefully deal with that. Hopefully it's not the cooler itself. So, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it's the cheaper, easier option to deal with.
Yeah. Because, let me put it this way. OBS does not use the CPU when it's encoding. I have that set for the GPU. The CPU right now shows that it's at 80 degrees, despite the load on the computer being 8% total.
What's usually?
Yeah, that's not quite where I want it to be. It's not at anywhere where it's only concerning in that it's high. It's not concerning like, oh, it's going to burn itself out. But dealing with that sooner rather than later. And I finally ordered new ear pads for my headset.
I forgot those are things that you can replace.
I was reminded of it yesterday when I was thinking about it. It was like, wow, because I got this headset somewhere around when you joined the show half a decade ago. And any of the other headsets I had, the actually failed mechanically before the pads wore out. So I was like, oh, found quality new pads and got those installed earlier today. So yay, and hopefully the computer's dealt with tomorrow. Hopefully. It's been a long 2025 already, hasn't it, Dev?
Yeah.
And we already have too much Digimon stuff. Let's go into what we have. So, there's been no comic or novel chapter in the past 2 weeks. We had two Liberator columns. The first was an in-universe letter from the producer. Which, credit to them, that is a detailed letter, and it's, can't remember her name, the character in the web novel. It's her husband.
Yeah, I can't remember her name any either.
No, yeah, I want to pull it up, because Suzune. The letter is actually from her husband, writing as the producer in-universe of the game. And then we also had the 18th, which is introducing Amber Remains, the Timeless Domain.
Really cool. When I first saw it, it's like, oh, this kind of looks like the Olympus-looking area from Crusader.
See, I looked at this, and I didn't read it just because I just don't read these, but when I look at it, I'm like, man, this feels like the secret zone where shit's going to go down from a video game.
It's a pretty interesting read. It's like, hey, we got, like, ruins and archaeology sites from, like, all over... you know, all these different cultures, and they have NPC tours, and it's like, by the way, we have extra fun stuff going on here. By the way, there's a whole bunch of angels, and they're going to kick your ass.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's been nice about Liberator. It does feel like they're going to extra effort to make sure it feels like a lived-in world, which is a nice little touch.
I wish this was an actual game or MMO that I could play, sadly.
I don't think I would, not because I don't like it, but I remember the moment when I stopped playing online games super heavily and like, oh man, there's so much time for stuff not doing this. And I wasn't even playing MMOs, really.
I was endlessly a slut for Ragnarok Online, so.
As many
and
people.
And on dial-up, too.
Yeah.
We used to crash the server.
I'm not nostalgic for the dial-up days.
I can hear the horrible screeching of the
Although,
bone
weirdly,
now.
I was watching a video earlier, Dev, where not their dial-up service, but AOL has like a walled garden service, where it's called like AOL Gold. You know, like you get their browser, you get security stuff, you get, and it uses all their old sounds. And I was watching a video about it. It's like, oh, that's surreal in a strange way, where they are just trying to appeal to people who remember AOL, but like AIM doesn't exist. The chat rooms don't exist. So it's like this weird pseudo AOL, but with, you're not paying for internet. You're paying for it to look sort of like AOL used to.
That's sad.
And like when they, when, if you open it,
let's get a desktop theme.
Or like if you open it and your AOL account has mail, it does the you've got mail.
That's cute.
Not for $7 a month, it isn't.
Definitely hell no.
Yeah. And then did the yearly Happy New Year, State of the Side in Digimon.
Neck time.
I think 2024 was a wild year in that we did not have an ongoing anime, but there was so much stuff that you could almost forget that we didn't. Because, like, Seekers ran and ended. Liberator. The comics began.
More Liberator.
Season 2 and the movies came out on Blu-ray. The beginning came out on Blu-ray. A lot of people didn't see the beginning before last year. Because it was limited theatrical before that. We got the 25th anniversary trailer. They announced the second one for Beyond.
So much shit.
I know. It's just wild how much stuff there was.
And now there's more.
Yes, and now let's go over. So first up, it was the 20th anniversary of X Evolution. And they did little anniversary art.
It is adorable art, and it looks better than the actual movie did.
Yeah, and talking about looks better than the actual thing, it's the 20th anniversary of Digimon World X/4.
Oh, God.
Hey, Dev.
I really wanted to like it.
No, you see, here's the problem. And it's the same thing that I think most people say. Do you want to play a Digimon Gauntlet game? Yes. Do you want it to be not good? No. There you are.
Like, would you like to sit here for all of eternity while on the loading screen? Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's about... I feel like it would have been received better if it was not in the middle of so many Gauntlet-style games. Because, like, this is only a few years after the arcade and N64 and, you know, PlayStation Gauntlet resurgence. This wasn't that far...
But also, it was, like, functional.
Yeah.
It was just badly programmed.
I have very little memory of the game, minus just not liking it.
I forced myself through a chunk of it just for the sake of, oh, well, I might as well do the Wikimon articles on it. And it's just like, I can't get through this. This is fucking painful.
Yeah. And then we have dates for Digimon Con. Based on where you live, will be March 19th or March 20th.
Time zones.
7 p.m. for me, so whatever time it is like right now for you.
10 at night, so.
Not terrible, but not great.
At least I probably won't be at work, depending on what day of the week is.
So that's the thing is it's Wednesday for us.
Hey, yeah, I'm usually off that day, so.
Now, I may be wrong. Have all the other ones been on the weekend?
Oh, fuck if I remember, honestly.
I'm very interested in that date for one key reason. Do you know why? That may end up being before V... That's right before V-Jump comes out.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, V-Jump is the 20th, 21st-ish.
Yeah. So we'll see what comes up there. And as we always point out, these are meant to be celebration fun events, not they're going to announce everything you dream of. If they announce stuff, that's good. You should expect a celebration and some small announcements, not whatever. Yeah. But we'll see. There's some hints that there may be something bigger this time, but we will see.
Godzilla.
And then... Okay, so there's a bit of Cherrymon Assistant Lab to go through. So first up, not translated in English at this point, was one they did where they're like, hey, we're doing a Christmas contest. Since that was for Japan only, they never translated it. I only ended up posting it after the contest was closed. Then they had put up a little, hey, they just announced Digimon Con. Here's the information from Terrymon. Then when they took a week off right before New Year's, they clipped out all the him saying hello from the language clip they did a few months ago and did that as Google Shorts or YouTube Shorts.
Cute.
And then the most recent one, which was fun, was Terrarmon assistant gets 10 seconds to draw a Digimon, and a staff member who's knowledgeable about Digimon has to guess who the Digimon is.
I did not see that one yet, but I saw some of the doodles, and they actually look pretty amazing.
So they ramped them up for the difficulty, and what's funny was one of the hard ones that they very clearly had trouble guessing, I was like, I know exactly who this fucking is, and I was right. And I was like, I won't say who it is for people who haven't watched it yet, but it is one of these screenshots on the site. One of the ones I screenshot, I was like, oh, that's actually a really great drawing. It was so detailed they gave him more time afterwards, but oh yeah, that one was really good.
Oh, these are great.
Yeah, I'm happy with them. I think the funniest one was Ukomon.
I love the eyes.
Yeah, that's exactly. It has like the big baby eyes. It's just fun. And then Digigift for January, they actually had up like right on the 1st. It was the 31st for us. It features Zhanlong, Terrarmon, Xiaocheng, and Lopmon from Tamers with fireworks to celebrate the new year.
I love the bunnies.
Terrarmon is very excited here. I feel like
the strawberry and chocolate bunny more.
I feel like you could argue the Lopmon's pose is Xiaocheng has just thrown them.
Like yeet the child.
Yeah. Nice one. And even the calendar stuff mostly looks nice.
Doesn't look horrendous.
New analyzes, so we get Magnemon, Chimeramon, Blackwar Greymon, and Bile Vamdemon. Does it feel kind of funny that it feels like they're at the end of doing the 02 ones right before the 02 anniversary starts?
Yeah, that makes sense. Kind of going through all the other ones too, so.
Yeah, so we'll see what comes up next. And then, cards. So, Dev, we need to stretch first, because holy shit, they went a little insane.
Suffering.
Okay, so first, Pinamon. I actually really like this one. Yeah. Loader Leomon and Yatagaramon/Cromon. I like the Loader Leomon one. The Yatagaramon one is a bit too static for me for the character.
It just feels just generic.
Kazuchimon and Fenrelugamon. I like them both. Fenrelugamon's another one where it feels like they don't... We need it to zoom out more so we can get a... They like going way too close up on him.
Yeah, probably to show like the details in the armor.
Bancho Leomon looks great.
I really like the Valdermon one more.
Valdermon, I like... It's weird because it has a slightly more cartoony look than we often see with that bird.
Yeah, usually like the line art on it is softer, but it's a little more pronounced.
Now this one's interesting. A double tamer card of Koji and Yuji from Chronicle and Chronicle X. The design is anime-style art of them as they appeared in Chronicle, which is a bit wild because they didn't really look like this in Chronicle. Like, the human art for Chronicle was always kind of, like, pseudo-super deformed. So seeing them like this, it kind of throws me off a bit.
Yeah, it was more like kind of like the Digimon World 1 sort of
this, proportions. This feels very Cross Wars-y to me.
Ooh. Yes, I can definitely see that.
Yeah, like, I looked at it first, I'm like, oh, it's Chronicle X, but that doesn't seem right. And I'm looking like, okay, it's Chronicle. They've just drawn them so anime-ish, it feels a bit off. But very good art.
I like this card.
Comrades Connected by Hope / Fellowship of Hope's Keepers. This is a remake of a card from the original Digimon card game. As far as I can tell, it's the same art. I think they've added a bit more of effects on it, I think.
That and it feels like obviously more cleaned up.
Yeah. And I think this art was used in the mini comics at some point, which explains why it's always had a weird aspect ratio where they have a bit of the art at the top and bottom.
Yeah, I think it was also, one of the booklets for the,
Then I love this Impmon card.
Looks like he's about to flip you off.
Well, I think what works for me is anytime we get Liberator web novel art that Ipmon kind of has a balloon head, and it has it here, which so it feels like it works as the one from Liberator.
Cute proportions.
So we get Punkmon. This one's weird because the this is one where it's like, okay, it's a new Digimon, he has plenty of attacks. This actually does not line up with the descriptions of any of his attacks.
Oh, interesting.
So it's just a bit weird. Loudmon. I like the art. The pose feels very weird. Because his head's turned
it looks
so
like
much.
He's kind of like swinging.
His head's feels like it's turned a bit too much. This is the type of character.
It kind of feels like he's like rearing up to like punch you in the face.
You know what it is? This is the type of character where, in my mind, it's like wearing the Batman cowl in a movie where, especially the early ones, they couldn't really move their head. So when I see the head turned so much, because that's like at 30 degrees or so, it feels like it's looking in the wrong direction somehow.
I get that.
Then we get Chibimon / Demi Vimon. See, this is such good, cute art.
It's surrounded by flowers, and he's having such a nice nap.
With Chikomon. A tamer card for battle NPC. It felt like this one confused people. Yeah, I don't think anyone was expecting generic NPC to get a card. Emperor Dragon of Calamity. This option card uses the... This was Digimon Liberator promo art that we first saw at around this time last year. It was at the 23-24 card tour.
Okay.
I think this is also the first time we saw many of these characters, even if we didn't know who they were.
I cannot fucking remember.
Seedramon X looks nice. I like the Betamon X.
I love little Betamon.
Yeah, that's great. Mega Seedramon X. So this one's interesting is the perspective being blocked off by Sample. Does it kind of look like it has a tiny little body and big fucking head?
Yes.
Like, the art's
also,
good.
I'm thinking it gives me the proportions of, the fuck is it? A dragonfish. Or fish.
I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, the Sample text blocking off just in the right place to like, mess up the perspective. Then we get Giga Seedramon, who's just smashing stuff, it appears. I like the perspective and blur work, though.
Oh, I can also see the other ones in the background.
Yeah, the Seedramon. Then Jessmon, who... This is one where he's being Jessmon.
He's very spiky.
Like, I really like this art, but it feels like this is Jessmon art we had. We didn't, but it feels like a pose that we've seen him in.
It's a very generic front-facing pose.
Yeah. Now, here's the weird one. Gonkumon is also a generic pose, but the art is just different enough that I keep looking at it going, something feels different about this.
It looks like he's trying to fart.
Then Alphamon and Oryumon, which Alphamon, great art, pretty normal. Oryumon, I think, looks fantastic, though.
Yeah, the line art's a lot more dynamic on the Oryumon. Has like that brush stroke kind of quality to it.
Then we get Advent of the Apostle of Destruction / the Apostle of Doom Descends. This is another card from the original card game using the same art.
Yep.
Yeah, this is one I don't have much to say because it'd be cool for like an anime and then we get to see what's happening. Here it's kind of just floating. And especially less relevant when the next one is also Death Xmon and it's just destroying everything.
It's also much fucking cooler and more badass looking.
Yes, it is. Then the opposite of badass looking, but still just as cool as Bibimon, which great fucking art of it jumping.
I want to give it candy.
I'm sure it would take it, too.
And probably the rest of my hand with it.
Then another double tamer card for Code Cracker, Fang, and Hacker Judge. This one's weird because the facial art is slightly softer in design than most Secrets promo art, so it feels weird. Like,
yeah, the shadows aren't as, like, harsh on the face.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It throws me off. Altea, we saw when they did the novel update. Oblivimon, we saw when they did the novel update. Then they showed off Invisimon. We saw that with the novel update. They also showed the parallel card, which is a very neat shot of it being invisible, but with white line art in the city. and there's some like wind and speed effect. It's really neat.
Very creative parallel card.
Then we get Baby Demon and Dracomon.
I love them.
I really like anytime we see one of these cutesy style cards. It just works for me personally.
Yeah, I love the little construction paper kind of look to them.
Ryudamon and Doramon, both of these I actually really like.
I fucking love the Tokomon X in the Doramon card.
Just holding on for dear life while, like, laughing. Yes.
Laughing maniacally because it's full of teeth.
And then the award for what's probably going to be the card we both think is the most generic. It's Valvemon / Bulbmon, sort of in a take on its profile art.
This feels like it's like straight out of the Digimon World 3. I forget what that one area is called, but...
If we checked, it probably would be. And then Raidenmon with much the same, but better quality art, I feel.
Feels like I've seen this before.
Yeah, this is one where I started looking up art, like... Paledramon with a really neat looking up art. And then Dino Beamon doing the same looking down, and it appears they're meant to be battling. I like the art on both.
It's really cool.
I feel like Paledramon looks better because it's such a weird pose for that character.
Yeah, usually you just see them from like straight ahead or slightly like from below to show off the guns.
Yeah. Imperialdramon, Dragon Mode, Ace, Black. I actually think
very
menacing. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's a good dynamic pose. The claws almost feel like they're jumping out of the art. Metal Phantomon, which this is his first card. It feels like we've had cards for him before, but we haven't.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I looked up, like, I'm like, this can't be the first card, is it? It's like, it looks like it actually is. It doesn't feel right for the current card game, though, does it?
It might be going somewhere. Actually, the set itself might be referencing some of the video games, because...
You know what it reminds me of? Did you ever play the... old Ghostbusters game when you have to climb up the stairs at the end?
I don't think I have, or if I did, I did not get that far.
It reminds me of that. And then Gokumon / Reapermon. Always a surprise when we see this video game boss.
More video game stuff. Oh, it's actually a really fitting evolution line.
Then at about a week and a half ago was Card Game Fest Orlando, and they did a screening of our war game. I haven't actually heard which version it was.
I was about to say, which one?
Yeah, I assume it has to be either the dub or sub I worked on, but I don't know which one. I keep wafting between what makes more sense. It feels like the dub makes more sense, but also it's in the middle of like a loud arena where stuff's going on, so subtitled might make more sense. I don't know which they did, though. They also did raffles to give away stuff, which is neat. Then they did the final championship of the 2024 series coming, so they did like a CGI trailer of Agumon versus Terramon, which was a nice little trailer.
Got to take a look at that one. I will look later.
And then the little New Year's video they did going through the new piece of Liberate art. There is no actual card announced for this, even though they show it on a card thing. I assume there'll be one. It really feels like there should be. But they have not formally announced it. But yeah,
might be a promo?
I assume it is like this is a card. This is a parallel card to a card we've seen before. So I assume they'll announce it for something. And then, so we knew they were going to do one of their Bandai card game planning presentation videos where they go over card game stuff. Now, Dev, one thing you've probably noticed and others have too is English solicitations tend to give more details because stores want that. So. Now that the lines are about synced, it appears that the way they're combating that is they're adding the information to planning presentation before it shows up in solicitations. So let me grab a sip of water. Let's go over what they announced. And remember, this was announced in like under an hour.
I'm just scrolling.
Here's the funny thing. As the video goes up, the Japanese account's tweeting the news and the English account's tweeting the equivalent news. So... February 28th is Special Booster 2.5 for English, which is half of Booster 19, all of 20.
Okay.
Booster 20 is a month before that. So we also got some Ace previews for Booster 20. We got Alphamon or Yuken Ace, which is the set art we've said. Then we get Zafagamon Ace, which a number of people have said it looks like it's doing Divine Tempest. We've actually seen Divine Tempest in the comics, so it's either a better Divine Tempest or it's actually some sort of super mode for Zafagamon Ace.
Makes sense.
Then Booster 20 in Japan will have the Metal Garurumon lottery serial number card. Both Wargreymon and Metal Garurumon will be Booster 2.5 in the English. Then Booster 20 will have the Impmon and Gilmon Kenji Watanabe sign cards in Japan. Gilmon came with Booster 2.0 in the US. 2.5 will come with Impmon.
Okay.
So I know he's been at some events, and some people have already gotten the Gilmon card signed, the English version. Because I think he was at the Florida event. He was at some card game event where people had English cards that were brand new and got him to sign stuff. They confirmed there would be an English version of the Booster 20 launch event for 2.5 with the Yuki card.
Okay.
They showed off the first set of 2025 sleeves again. Which is Lusamon, Yuki, Nipmon, then, or basically Lusamon, Liberator novel, Liberator comic, and the Gold X Annie body logo.
I love the Lusamon cards.
It looks nice. Then, after Booster 2.5 and Booster 20, the card game syncs in most languages, and they showed the 2025 schedule. And then they went over almost all of it to some degree. So, first up, Starter 20 and 21 are April everywhere. Functionally, okay. They're not always going to be day and date because it's scheduling, so like it's a day earlier in the U.S. this time. They showed off the double tamer cards that will come in those. Great adventure art. We've seen the art before, but we didn't get close-ups. Each of those starter decks will have new versions of Scramble for all six colors, and they showed off the different red ones for each art.
I love the colors on these.
Yeah, it's really vivid. Welcome Tamer launch events for the starter decks will be in both regions, where you get a Welcome Tamers pack. If you bring a friend, you get an extra pack for you. Booster 21, which this one's the 25th in the US and the 19th in Japan, so a bit of an inverse there. Heavy focus on adventure. We'll have stuff from every Digimon TV anime. And they showed off the Gatchmon card and the new effect Link. It appears the way you handle Link is you'll turn cards sideways underneath it. Yeah. So they also mentioned Owen Dreadnought Zenith will have a focus in the set, which they've said before. Seven foil cards with signatures from a number of well-known Digimon artists. They've announced these before. They just, I don't think they said who was drawing who. And then the six bonus cards that were voted on at DigimonCon 2024 will be out. Then they will do another seal number card, and it's Omnimon / Omegamon, and I hope that's the art for it, because that art kicks ass. Booster set 21 in the US, the six new cards for LM05 will be in their box purchase promos. There are 25 reprints for LMO5. We don't know where those will show up in English yet. Then they announced Booster EX09, which is called Versus Monsters. The theme is the original five Digimon V-Pets, and they're changing the frames for the set to look like the V-Pets. Yeah, those ones people will want. That's June 26th in the US and Japan. Then they announced Booster Set 22, Cyber Eden, which will be Cyber Sleuth themed. 25th in the US, 19th in Japan. That's a good theme. Got it. It's been... Actually, I need to check something. I saw something interesting. One second.
I still need to actually finish Cyber Sleuth at some point.
That will be a few months after the 20th anniversary of Cyber Sleuth. Not 20th, 10, sorry.
Oh, God.
And then Booster EX10 will be called Sinister Order, and it'll be themed after anime villains in September.
I have a mighty need.
I know, that set should be great. Then they announced LM06, which will be called Billion Bullet. That's named after a Rapidmon X attack. Now, those sets often only have a handful of new cards, and then have a bunch of reprints, alternate art cards, so forth. So I guess it wouldn't be shocking if all the new cards are themed after Rapidmon X in some way. They went over event.
Let me just look at every rabbit Digimon in existence. It's just bunnies.
I don't think you can fit that in only 6 or 7 cards. Although I guess with the reprints, you could do it. Then on top of the events, they announced, you know, when the Omegamon binder will ship, when the Championship 2024 box will ship, the anime 25th anniversary mini set. Then they showed off the chapter art for episode 10 of Liberator, and it looks like we're going to see Ghostmon's ultimate.
Which looks fucking badass.
I need to see it without the flames covering much of it up.
It gives kind of like Aynes from Overlord vibes.
I was going to say it sort of reminds me of kind of like a more demonic take on like Ronin Warriors.
Like the possessed armor and shit.
Yeah. So, and then the first card battle of the year, we get a boost set 20 match. And we already went over the Invisimon previews earlier. And they also went over their New Year's resolutions, which I'll let people figure those out for themselves. I skimmed them a bit, and they were funny. And then, Dev, another pop-up shop. This time the theme is Digimon Park. It's like the Adventure Kids of Digimon go to a Digimon-themed theme park.
I want Tai Chi's Greymon hoodie.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say the water gun. Because that's supposed to be like a water gun at one of those, you know, the fill up the balloon games.
Oh, yeah, I always sucked at those.
Yeah, so this is being done by the Don Quixote chain, which is like a Japanese discount chain. It'll be at least 7 locations, and the products are acrylic keychains, can badges, stickers, giant acrylic stands. These are 10 inches tall.
Damn!
And the price with current conversion is about like $30 each. And to be clear, those are massive for acrylic stands. Like cartoonishly large. There will be normal acrylic stands for normal price also, and 8 different clear files. The purchase bonus are, they're meant to look like pseudo souvenir Polaroids.
Cute, I like them.
Yeah. So that begins January 25th. The last time I looked, there was no actual page for this. It was the manufacturer of the items announcing it, not Don Quixote themselves. Bit odd, but since Don Quixote is a bit more of a discount chain, as I understand it, maybe they don't do this type of advertising.
Like, if you want it, show the hell up.
Well, no, to be fair, other, like, Bell House, who makes the products with advertising at Digimon Partners, did a bit. It may be that it's just more, or they put stuff up closer to release. Now, which art do you think is the best between the 8, and you have to give a reason why?
Honestly, just, you know, I really like Joe and Gomamon's because, like, the Digivice balloon and Joe wearing, like, the little Gomamon headband, and it looks like they're all having a very good time.
See, I have a real answer and a fake answer. I think the fake answer is better. The fake answer could be either the Joe or the Koshir art because they have churros.
Want churros.
Always want churros. And in the chat, Tiny Iron Fist points out, Bioman's bow looks nice. Yes, it does.
Aww.
And then, poll results. So, poll for favorite Digimon event in 2024. Top result was Liberator. Then the 25th anime anniversary, the Digivice. The anime stuff got split between like every anime thing there is. Which I think we even called happening.
I'm glad that my guess for the color V-Pet was actually pretty high, all things considered.
No, it was. Like 3 of these alone are just 100% anime things, basically. And okay, that equals like 35 or 40% of the vote. I wish comic was a bit higher, especially since we're getting them day one. Those have been delightful. The issue is there just isn't that many.
Yeah, that is like one drop, like
I really
quarterly, and not like Liberator, which is in everyone's face, basically, like every like 2 weeks.
I really wish they did something like you get one comic on week one, then 2 weeks later you get comic 2, and you just cycle it. But yeah, I'm not shocked the novel competition is the lowest, because we have not seen those yet, and it's not
like they released what they were. It's just like, by the way, this competition existed.
It's also much easier to show off art, where even if you can't find the comic, you can see the art and go, oh, that looks neat. I will say, the collaboration LCD that featured, I thought the Monster Hunter thing would rank higher, to be honest. And then, New Poll.
Hard to say.
The New Poll is your favorite Digimon added to the reference book in 2024, Part 1. So, looking at the list, who do we think will rank high? It feels like, I'm going to say...
Honestly, I want to say Heavy Metal Dramon is going to be pretty high.
I'm somewhere between Terramon, Zafagamon, Heavy Metal Dramon. I feel like it's Heavy Metal Dramon's to lose because... There's Terramon and Zafagamon, I feel like, will split that vote.
True, but if you like Impmon, you're probably going for that one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're not going to go for the lower ones at all, because Impmon is not actually there. And Punkmon and Loudmon, I feel like, just won't get the vote, and it'll be Heavy Metal Dramon, like you said. I'm trying to decide who could be a wild card. Maybe Shumon into Lockmon?
Better Kalismon, I feel like.
See, I feel like Kalismon isn't memorable enough. Like, if you like V-Tamer, you're like, oh, neat, they added a V-Tamer to the reference book who wasn't there. But outside of that, I'm not sure the popularity of the character.
Yeah, it's like, if you're really into V-Tamer, you're probably going to vote for that one just to show support of the comic itself.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, are there any others that might be wildcards? It's going to be like Sendrilmon is going to be higher than we expect. There's someone who we're just not thinking of.
We'll see, because it's not like ranked voting. It's like...
Yeah, 1-1.
You can only pick one.
Yeah. If it was ranked voting, we'd see wildly different things. Because you could have someone go Terramon, Zafagamon, and then rank. And then... We got some more previews of the EEO's current adventure pop-ups New Year store. We got a number of photos of the Diver City stuff. That just looks so neat. Where all the shows have their little focus place and everything. We got photos of Volcano Oda arriving for the Wada Koji concert. And he brought his little Wada Koji Lego. What was that, Dev?
Looks like he's having a good time.
Yeah. What's funny is I can always tell if he's going to be putting on the suit based on how he looks when he arrives. Because have you ever seen him when he's, you know, dolled up as a professional?
I have.
He does not look like this at all.
Giant shoulder fucking things.
Here, I'm going to grab a photo of what he looks like as a professional. Second, and I'll show Chad also.
Giant shoulder pauldrons. Mikey.
Right here is for you, Dev, and here's for chat.
Huh.
That is what he looks like normally. Because you have to remember, he was like a Bandai mini executive, and now he's a professional voice actor. That is what Volcano... Oh, chat says the link broke again. Okay, I will find a different photo of him that's identical.
Weird, because it's working on my end. Huh.
1 second, I will find a photo for chat. 1 moment, chat. Okay, here's an image from With the Will that should actually work. That one should definitely work. Yeah. So anytime you see him with the stubble, that's like for the costume most of the time. And this photo is only like 10 years old or something. The one of him in the full suit with the hair and everything. That's not a super old photo as I recall. But yeah, so he's having fun. Some photos from Card Game Fest. They had a nice fucking setup there. Holy shit. Like, they flew in the Omegamon photo spot from the exhibition.
Was not expecting that.
I also had... We had never gotten a photo of it from an angle before. So you realize how flat it is.
Yeah.
Where it's designed to look really... Yeah, we never saw it from an angle like that. They had card photo spots. They had products on display. They even brought the little Terramon wall. Or made a new one, I'm not sure which. I believe they co-branded Card Game Fest as a toy and product festival. So with various things they went overboard. Yeah, so that's neat. Then the Liberator Social Art is commenting on Unchained finding out about the cradle. So, yeah, that's just good. Wawaga Gag did some of their older art of Skullgreymon, Kennen Wormmon, and Digimon Tamers.
I love all of this. This makes me so happy. Although Wormmon looks surprisingly angry.
Well, the funny one is, the Kennen Wormmon is of art right before Digifest 2023, so it's the outfit it shows them in the promo art.
Oh yeah, with the, I see Wormmon waving the little,
The D3, the little,
light
stick wand thing, yeah. Tenya Yabuno showed off their new banner art.
It looks nice all put together.
I like the background. Like, you get the little Liberator Volume 2. Not Liberator, Dreamers. Then we got some New Year's stuff from Ayumi Minato, Ayumi Miyazaki, and Volcano Oda. Volcano Oda's looks so nice. Then Liberator New Then we get Liberator New Year art from Usagi Bochi and Tomo Owan. Usagi Bochi's with clothes and Sunarizumon. Sunarizumon looks happy. And then Tomo One drew basically just a bunch of Digimon heroes. It is very... I wonder how many people don't realize that's Flamon and not Taichi.
I recognize it as Flamon immediately, mostly because the ears.
For some reason, I feel like Shoutmon's hard to see in this. Then, from the most recent weekend, Annabirth showed off a few images of some various anime corners in the store because they're temporarily closed as they're doing a Dragon Ball Daima pop-up shop. Digimon and a few other things will be back on the 31st. And then a bunch of photos from the Wada Koji tribute concert. Everyone had custom jerseys. Just very nice photos all around.
Nice to see that.
Those are some crazy flower arrangements.
That I was not expecting, but, you know.
There's a lot of them.
With the baseball theme still.
And then director Kakudo went to the Wada Koji tribute concert, showed off some photos, and he noted it wasn't just Digimon songs, it was just a bunch of Wada Koji songs. He thought the best, he said, was Chika Sakamoto doing a jazzy version of Target Red Shock, and she was in a Showa-style club dress. Then he also went to Diver City. He took photos of a bunch of stuff. He notes that since, you know, going through last year, the end of last year, all this up there, it's like the fourth or fifth time recently he's been to Odaiba. He thinks it's the first time he's been to Diver City. He wandered around taking photos. He noted that when he checked his photos later, he realized he missed taking photos of Cross Wars and Reiwa Adventure, which is 2020. He's now musing on if he has the time to go back to get those.
Please go back and get them.
Kakudo separately posted a photo of the adventure layout and him holding that homemade case he made for the iPad earlier this year.
Oh, I remember when he showed pictures working on that.
Yeah. So it just shows him holding it, but right while Koshiro with the laptop is in the photo. WoW Factory posted an image of Kenji Watanabe at Diver City right after the Kenji Watanabe concert. They noted that he was apparently waving the pen light throughout the performance. And he was met lots of people. Because I believe...
That was had by all.
Yeah, I would need to check. I want to say the concert hall is actually pretty close to Diver City. I could be wrong, but I think it is. Then we get New Year's social art from the card game Twitters showing Shoto and Terramon. I love this art. It's just good. I really like it.
It's so goofy looking.
I know, especially Terramon for some reason. Like, that is what SD Terramon should look like. It feels goofy-ish, though. Then Usagi Bochi posted New Year's art of Violet and Ghostmon, and he notes Violet looks smug as she practices her writing for the New Year. What's funny is so much of Usagi Bochi's art is, like, formally, like, lots of shading and lots of line art. I like when he does these more, like, slightly casual, goofy drawings.
It's just straight up like napkin doodle.
I think it works well for Violet, though, don't you?
She is very silly. Yeah.
And then it's time for questions. Well, you guys in chat think of yours. Let's see what was sent ahead of time. I was wondering why so many people expected big Digimon news on January 5th. So that is a combination of things. So first up, when they did the event earlier in the year, they teased the teaser for January 5th. Out of context, everyone, including us, was like, oh, it feels like they're teasing something to do with the epilogue. As time went on and they announced stuff, it became obvious they're talking about the concert. For example, the original teaser has a music symbol. The message mentions keep your schedule open for the date. They're talking about the concert. Some people decided it wasn't the concert. There must be some announcement.
Even out- announcing a new anime.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Out of context, it's possible to think that. But then, like, when they announced the concert, you have time to think about it. You realize, oh, the announcement for the teaser had a music symbol on it. At some point, you have to go, it's not for something new, it's this.
It's concert.
A number of people refused to believe that, and then got disappointed.
And I forgot about it entirely.
Yeah, and Stark says, based on them getting the Digimon playing cards, I really think those are good. I keep trying to decide if I'm going to order them. I don't think I will, but I'm tempted. What is a random little product or collectible that we wish we had, that you would like to have a Digimon version of that you haven't seen yet? That's a good one.
I haven't seen yet.
See, I'm trying to think some little collectible thing. I keep trying to think of stuff that's useful, but then I don't know. So I'm like looking around my desk going like, what do I need that would be neat just to have sitting on the desk?
That hasn't existed before.
Yeah, that's the other thing is in the early days, there was a lot of crap.
It's like, hey, you want like a pen knife? Here's one that's like fucking Omegamon's sword, but also turbo expensive.
We had that just a few months ago.
Yeah.
I would like...
I kind of know what I would want. Remember when they had those blind bag kind of like vinyl keychains of like the Digimon with the terrifying Agumon face but also had like the Digivice in it that was really cool? I'd like a bunch more of those blind bag things, but of all the season Digivices.
I will agree on one condition. They have to keep reusing the Agumon mold so I can keep going Goomba. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Be proud. Go Goomba. Yes, Goomba. That one exactly.
You know what I'd like? You know those really, really good vacuum seal containers that are too big and you fill it up with water and then you have like water for the day? I'd like one of those with like Digimon logo and art like embedded into it so it won't fade over time.
Yeah, and also useful.
Yeah. How was New Year's for you guys? I'm going to answer for both of us, and then, Dev, you can agree or disagree. Dev, not good. Me, was going fine, and then it got worse, and then it got worse, and then Dev was like, Jesus Christ, aren't you fucking done for the day? It's not New Year's yet.
Yeah, it was absolutely fucking horrible for both of us.
Yeah, it was not a great day. It was... Oh, no, look, Dev's fine, and I'm fine. My day was things happening to other people. It literally, something happened, I commented on it to Dev, and she's like, well, at least the day can't get worse, or something to that effect. And a few hours later, I said something to Dev, and she's like, oh, come on, that's not possible. Yeah,
it just keeps getting fucking worse.
Yeah, it was a shitty New Year.
Yep, just like... 2024 giving us as many kicks in the balls as it can manage as it goes out.
Because here's the thing you have to remember. The 31st was the day after the last podcast. So like the 30th, Dev wasn't doing well. I knew she wasn't doing well. You know, we're talking. Everything's as fine as it's going to be. I'm doing mostly fine. 31st, just like kick in the head a few times. Just ugh. So yeah. Let's see. A few people asking about evolutions like... Do we want to see new system on evolutions? What do you think we should get new evolutions? I'm always comfortable just waiting and seeing and not being like, I need to see this as an evolution. I kind of like being surprised and not being something I'm sitting waiting for.
But also give me cool fucking figures.
Yes.
Of whatever it is.
Yeah.
Please give me a little one figure, please.
Okay, here's a good one. This is a two for those. So first, after the collaboration V-Pets are coming, what would you like to see from that part of the franchise?
Specifically, like, collaboration V-Pets, or...?
I assume they mean just V-Pets, because they say it after the collaboration V-Pets. Although I guess they could be thinking of another one. Here's what I would like to see. We have the color and the pendulum color. I want it to be like the X and the Z, where they just did new ones.
Yeah.
Using that existing framework. So, do new ones. And then they also said, and do you think we'll get another anniversary Digivice this year? I mean...
Please re-release the last one. I still didn't get it.
Okay, would you rather want a re-release, or do you rather want them to do a D3?
Re-release. Because I already have D3s.
I want D3 because I got the one last year.
I think I have every possible iteration of Ken's fucking black D3.
So, I
regret nothing, but...
I'm trying to think what So, ignoring the Super CSA, I'm trying to think what D3s actually have. It may actually just be the original Japanese Daisuke one, which I got when it was brand new. Like, importing when O2 was airing. In fact, I think I imported that from Toys and Joys. A bunch of old Digimon fans just went, ow, my back, I'm old, after hearing Toys and Joys.
Look, when they have to go to, like, the pharmacy to get a money order to pay for something because PayPal didn't exist and they're ordering something off of eBay, then they can feel old, okay?
Let's see. Would we like to see a Mario and Digimon collaboration? That'd be funny. I'd be all for it. I feel like, rather than a V-Pet...
A Goomba Agumon.
Goomba. I feel like what I'd want to see for that is just, like, a downloadable Switch tile where it's Super Mario Brothers, but you're playing as Agumon. And then you get the mushroom and become Greymon. That's what I would want.
Just throw a... Oh my god, just import everyone into Mario Kart.
That would be acceptable.
And then make Terramon Assistant play it.
I'm looking forward to them doing that game playing again, to be honest.
It was very silly and I enjoyed it.
Then I saw Mark and others in chat mention GDQ where it runs. Did you watch and enjoy? Me and Dev watched some together online. Well, chatting while we watched. One sec. I'm going to pull it up and I'll see which ones seemed memorable. I liked Mega Man X3.
I didn't get to watch everyone that I wanted to see.
Neither did I. I tried to get close. Wind Waker was great. I was like, it's always nice to see Linkus play Wind Waker. I was surprised that he does not need to. They don't do pause anymore. If you watched old Wind Waker runs, they would play on Italian because it was the fastest for a specific thing, and then they would pause it, and the screen would just say pause, so the audience would just start chanting it. That's not done anymore. What else was neat? If I scroll through,
I really enjoyed the Echoes of Wisdom one, just because.
Okay, yeah, that was good. Breath of the Wild was good also.
I saw a chunk of Tears of the Kingdom. I missed the Breath of the Wild one. I'll have to go back.
Breath of the Wild was two people playing with one controller. I watched.
That's what I really wanted to see.
I watched some of Shenmue. The schedule started to get pumped back a bit, so some things were like there. I went back and watched the G Savior run later. That was fun.
I stayed up for like the entire awful block, so I was like, my eyes are just bleeding at
four
or five in the goddamn morning.
So one of the top ones, Steph, I don't think I mentioned this one to you. So one of the top ones was four people doing a race of the original Super Mario Brothers. But they have stuff hooked up to the actual buffer on the NES to capture it, so all four appear on the same screen.
Huh. I just assumed they were doing, what do you call it, NES championships?
No. They did that later. I'm saying it was actual NES, and because they're grabbing the data from the frame buffer, they can overlay them onto one screen.
Oh, yes.
Late Night Resident Evil run was great. Resident Evil Survivor, that game is so janky. The best part of Resident Evil Survivor. So that
time the prize was on screen.
So yeah, very nice to hear. Scent got a promotion. He will not be the prize wizard anymore. because he probably just won't have time to appear on screen. So, Resident Evil Survivor. It's a first-person Resident Evil game from the PS1. One of the things they talked about, though, was the things don't exist when you don't see them. So if you can make sure enemies are behind you, they can't hurt you. For our talk about Digimon World 4, I have to watch the Gauntlet 4 run later. Gauntlet 4 is actually the best Gauntlet game. I need to see that one. I don't remember. Did you watch the Mario Brothers Wii run where the guy was playing the piano at the same time as playing the game?
No, I did not.
That was insane.
I need to look up a replay of that.
Yeah. Then okay. Awful Block. I know. We watched. Were you around for Superman 64?
Yes.
That was good. Golf with your grandmother was amazing. And I think,
yeah, my mom walked in when I was watching. She's like, "Oh, what do you watch?" It's like Golf with Your Grandmother. I'm like, "Oh, they're playing golf." It's like,
no,
grandma's the ball.
Now I think the high point of Awful Block, though, at least live, some I had to catch later. No, Mega Mem, I had to watch the next day. It was too late. Mega Mem was great, but I knew it was. That's why I told you about it ahead of time. For live, I think the Inspector Gadget's Maze. That game looks terrible.
It was fucking cursed.
Yeah. Let's see. We already mentioned Tears of the Kingdom. Dracula X was good. Gimmick 2 was as good as I hoped it was.
I want to play that game.
I love Mr. Gimmick. People had to listen to me talk about it for 25 years since people did not know what Mr. Gimmick was. And now they're like, oh, are you going to stop talking about it now that, you know, it's out, that sequel? No, I want more.
No.
I watched a repeat of a VOD of the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth run. Vice City was great. Nintendo World Championships was amazing. Mario Kart great. Kaizo Mario great. Mario World, Peggle, Mega Man. The high point, though, 100% was Crazy Taxi with the live band.
I was not awake during that one, so I have to go and look that one up.
Also, I'm not sure if the person's correcting us how we're saying Mega Man because they think we're saying it wrong, or if they don't understand we're actually talking about a game called Mega Mem.
And also the player pulled out a kazoo at the end, so
yeah,
there was that as well.
Mega Mem is a parody Mega Man series with hand-drawn art, and all the music in the game is a kazoo. Now, the reason why Mega Mem, anytime it showed up at GDQ, it's been the same runner, and he's actually remembered how to say the stuff based on how it's spelled. So, like, if it's Airman, he doesn't say Airman, he goes R-Mem, because that's how it's spelled in the game. Yeah, I highly recommend. I highly recommend looking up the Mega Mem runs from various GDQs. They're hilarious, especially 2. Honestly. Then let's see. Did we miss any questions in chat? I don't think so. Last chance, you guys in chat. Someone said, "How do you think 2025 will be for Digimon? Anything you're expecting?" Kakado has made a few teases that are not necessarily out of character for him. It feels like we're at about the time when something new will show up. It's a matter of what it is. But, like, you know, the Monster Hunter V-Pet isn't out yet. The Godzilla V-Pet has been announced, but we don't know what it is yet. There's a lot. It's the 25th anniversary of Zero Two. It's the 25th anniversary of War Game.
Like, so many fucking pop-up shops, you have no idea.
I look forward to all the O2 pop-up shops, honestly. The only thing I hope for is they often announce new adventure stuff as the anniversary is ending because it makes sense to. And that often, like, stomps on O2 stuff for anniversaries because they have stuff to advertise. Someone said, will we get an Atmon deck for the card game? A full Atmon deck? Not announced, but I would expect we will at some point. I would say support Booster 21, which has Atmon introduced into it. That's what we'll see. They'll be probably watching for interest there. Is what I would say. And then, yeah. But, yeah, so, Tiny Iron Fist, if you're a Mega Man fan, trust me when I say you want to look up Mega Mem. You will laugh your head off. And, yeah, Dev mentioned it. I believe the guy who ran this time, he was the same that ran a few years ago, but he was online a few years ago. Him pulling out the kazoo at the end and playing along with the song was great.
Gloriously cursed.
Yeah, that's one. I'm pretty sure I'd been telling you for, like, 2 or 3 days I was looking forward to it.
Yes, and then you had to actually, like, sleep.
Yeah. As I remember, when I was telling you about it, it was scheduled, like, midnight or 12:30. Was it one?
One for me.
Okay, so it was like 11:30 or midnight for me. By the time it got there, the schedule didn't push back so much. It was like 2:30 or 3 for me. It's like, I'll have to just watch it the next day, and I did, and I loved it. But yes, I think his prior run with 2 was actually better, honestly. And that's it for questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Offmon, because, hey, if you want to more Atmon shit.
Yeah, read Atmon shit, buy Atmon shit. And I can be found with the will, as always. I'm looking forward to seeing what we get for 2025.
I hope we get a Lilithmon figure for 2025.
Thank you, everyone, for showing up. We will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.